Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Daily Pop. Today, we may have uncovered one of Hollywood's dating secrets. It turns out there's a not-so-subtle way stars have been letting us know that they are newly single. It's with thirst traps, and Taraji P. Henson might be the latest celeb to do it. So during a recent appearance on The Breakfast Club, Taraji did admit she was single. Here's what she had to say about her split from former NFL star Kelvin Hayden.
Ooh. I just turned 50 and,
wow,
you know, and I haven't said it yet, but it didn't work out. You know what I mean? And I tried. I was like, therapy, let's do the therapy thing. But if you're both not on the same page with that, then you feel like you're taking it on yourself. And that's not a fair position for anybody to play in a relationship.
Oh, she did it on The Breakfast Club?
She did.
That means you were ready for everybody to know you were single. And when I mean everybody, I mean potential suitors as well.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Good strategy.
So, but before she made that announcement, she started a little early because fans were already speculating something might have happened because last month, after her 50th birthday celebration, she posted some sexy bikini pics, and Kelvin was not in any of the photos.
Oh.
She looking really hot. Thirst trapping her way. When you thirst trap, is that kind of your dead way to say, like, guys, I'm single, just so you all know, I'm single and hot?
I mean, I guess. I feel like I'm trying to think back to my last breakup. Yes, for most people, that is the move. I mean, and when you look like she does, I mean, I would thirst trap even if I was happy in a relationship. Like, I can't even believe that this woman is 50 years old. Like, that's a whole thing. But, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I feel like what she said was really true. You can't take on the burden of a relationship. And if somebody's not going to put in the effort with you the way you're going to put in the effort with them, and finally you're like, okay, F you. This is my hot body for Instagram. Somebody else will take this on if you're not going to.
100%. I don't necessarily think that you're thirst trapping to let people know you're single. I think as human beings, we need validation, whether we get it at work or at home or off the gram, like Taraji P. Hansen is getting it right now. But I think when you're going through a moment in your life and there's a big life change, you need that affirmation from people that it's A, going to be okay, and that B, you still got it. Okay?
100%.
Yes.
100%.
That's totally exactly what it is. It is a little like, is thirst trappy, maybe, or even if it's not in a bikini, you're right. It's something that gives you like a positive look, something that makes you build your confidence because you got to now face this new chapter in your life, and you kind of want that confidence to do that. And it's the same way as back before the gram. You call your girlfriends and they all say, like, you're so hot. Don't worry about it. You're going to find someone. Look at you. You're smoking. You're like, yes, let's go out because I want all these guys to look at me, and so I feel like I'm smoking hot.
100%. But by the way, look. Let me be petty real quick, because I trap to let people know that I'm single, but I trap to let the guy know who I want the attention from that, hey, I'm single, and I trap to let the guy who broke my heart know that, hey, I still got it, and look at this body. But everybody used to trap back in the day before social media. When you knew that your man was going to be at a wedding or at a party or at a club, you dressed sexier than you would normally do. 100%. You put on the heels that hurt your feet. You made sure your hair was like nicely coiffed. Like, people were trapping in the 90s.
And that was the best.
How pissed off did you get, Morgan? back me up on this. You do all that work, and for whatever reason, the ex doesn't show up.
No. Let me explain something to you. I'm going to give the audience, this is the life lesson that I have learned. No matter what you think his plans might be, no matter how heartbroken you are, you stick to what you were originally going to do. So if you were going to go to the club and you heard he wasn't going, you still go. Because then what happens is he goes after, and then you don't go. It has happened to me so many times. Stick to your original plans and always look good during breakups, no matter what. No.
You stick to your original plans and you divert. You make sure you get in that photo with that one friend who posts every goddamn thing on their Instagram timeline.
You're like, hold on, let me look at that.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good. Post that one. That's good.
Oh my God. That was the most fun and miserable time of my entire life.
Totally. 100%. We all got to go through that phase in our lives. Okay. Jamie Lynn Spears is getting real about getting pregnant at 16. So Jamie Lynn talked to Nylon about the Zoe 101 reboot and how much her life has changed since the show went off the air in 2008. She says she found out she was pregnant after the show finished, and she was, quote, mortified to have to tell my parents this and my family this. I do not care what TMZ thinks about it. So do you think other celebs feel the same way? It's not the world finding out, it's your family and your friends finding out?
You know, it's so interesting because for me, if I was in that position, I really wouldn't be so scared to tell my family because I know they would love me no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I know that they would support me. I know they would be disappointed. But I would be more afraid to tell the people who worked on my team, my agents, my publicists, and all those people who worked really hard to build this brand that was supposed to be so wholesome and was supposed to be one of these things that teens looked up to. Those are the people I would be more afraid to tell.
I think I would be also more afraid to tell the whole world because that's when the comments of all your insecurities start to take over, right?
100%.
Like there's going to be some insecurities that will arise whenever you find out you're pregnant too soon or you're self-conscious about something or you've made a mistake. And it's like, sure enough, there's going to be a good chunk of comments on post. They're going to point those out exactly. And you're like, yeah, that's how I was feeling. That's what I was worried about. And I'm exactly right. I am going to get that hate. I think it's the world that I would be more scared of. Because you said it right. Most of the time, your family and friends, no matter if they're disappointed, they all come around, especially when that baby's born.
Yeah.
100%.
They see the baby. They say, oh, I love you.
They rally around. I mean, if I went to my mom and said I was pregnant at 16, I don't know how happy she would have been with me. She probably would have. I don't know what that reaction would have been, but you're right. She would have eventually, I think, have been okay. I don't know. That woman's a little insane. I don't know if she would have been so okay with it, but I agree with you guys. Like, your family at the end of the day loves you no matter what mistakes you make, and then the world just judges you even if you say the wrong adjective on TV sometimes. So
100%.
You can't expect a lot from them.
She did grow up differently than us, right? I mean, not that, like, her family's always been there, but she grew up seeing what the media and the press, what they can do and how they can manipulate stories and how, you know, the public can really get a whole story wrong. I mean, she's watched it happen to her sister. So that's probably why she doesn't care as much about what TMZ says, because she knows, oh, well, these outlets are going to say whatever they want to say no matter what happens in my life.
I mean,
and her, her sister's...
This girl grew up before 16 and pregnant made teen pregnancy poppin'. You know what I mean? Before it was normalized, you know? When she was 16 and pregnant, no one in Hollywood had been 16 and pregnant.
I know.
You know, people kept it on the hush-hush. They were, you know, shipped off to aunt's house when they were 8 months old or put in homeschool. She was in front of the public eye. So I don't even think it's about how TMZ would have misconstrued the whole situation. It was just the headline, Jamie Lynn Spears, 16 and pregnant.
And it was,
and
by the way.
Was like, you know
it
what
was.
I, mean?
I remember it. But honestly, I feel like in the little interactions I've had with her, I feel like this girl, I mean, if it was going to happen to any 16-year-old girl, she really has handled it well. I mean, the fact that she, I read she's going to have a seventh grader. I mean, you can tell she was like meant for motherhood. Maybe it was a little bit earlier than she had anticipated, but like she's taken that on, right? And like she's like, seems like she adapted to the role really, really well. She's been married for 6 years with her husband. Like, I don't know. She's done a pretty damn good job, I have to say.
Yeah. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
She does.
Too. She's such a sweet person. Okay, coming up, you guys, Hoda Kotb is dropping wedding secrets, how her kids are playing a role on her big day. Plus, you got to hear who's going to pick out her wedding dress. I would never do this. And up next, the recently single celeb who's taking a breakup recovery course. We'll see how that's going to work, and we'll tell you how it is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, we have a little test for you guys. Can you guys name these famous hands? Look at them. They're beautiful. Where are those hands? Are those? Do you know?
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Is that, or wrong gender?
Yeah, who is that? Stevie Nicks.
No. Okay, you got a guess, Morgan?
No, I don't have a guess.
Okay, it's Matthew McConaughey.
I swear to God, in my lap, I was like, is that Matthew McConaughey? But then I didn't want to say it.
Well, did you guys know that in his book, he revealed that his very first gig in Hollywood was a hand model?
What else did he reveal?
I thought we were getting really dirty early. I'm like, what's going on with the hand reference? This is disgusting.
What else did he reveal, Carissa?
He has a lot of vivid dreams.
Carissa, let's tell the audience what you thought they were.
A lot of wet dreams.
Let's tell the audience what you thought that meant first, just so everyone knows.
I know what it means.
We had to tell her. It didn't mean ping the bed.
This is daytime television. Mm-hmm. This is daytime television.
It was daytime what you thought it was.
Yeah, it was real daytime.
It was daytime.
Go with that. Okay, let's move on. The point is, he talked about the story in his autobiography, Green Lights, that Matthew shares that when he told his mom that he and his girlfriend at the time were expecting, she got upset because it was, quote, out of order. She wanted him to get married first and then have the baby. His mom later came around, and Matthew and Camilla went on to get married and have two more children. Aww. Now, back to the traditional order situation. Do you guys believe in the traditional order or not?
I think I do, and then I think I did it, and then I was like, there's not going to be a baby in this marriage, but then I think I'm going to have a baby in my next relationship. It really just depends on what life sort of throws you, right? I think if you're in the right place with the right person, babies come very easily. I think if you are in a relationship that doesn't feel 100% right, even if you are traditional and you get married, you don't get pregnant because there's something inside of you that's like, I don't want to be committed for too long. So look, I value the tradition. I always thought I was going to be married and have a baby. Turns out, not that person. So, it just happens.
Let me ask you a question. On either side, I know your mom is very old school, very European.
Yeah.
And Robin McGraw is very conservative.
Yep.
Were there any sides of your family or any parts of Jordan's family that were upset that it didn't go the way they wanted it to go?
So to be completely honest with you, I was a little bit, we both were like in our COVID cocoon. We had dated before. So we were both really like, it's time. Like, let's do this. Let's see what happens. It happened damn fast, lucky, I'm very fortunate about that. And both parents, my mom dropped the phone. She was so happy because I think she felt like it's just time. And I have to say, shout out to Rob McGraw. They were so supportive and lovely and so excited for their son. I think they just also, we had a history. So everyone knew like, okay, this is full circle now.
This is why I got two IUDs put in. I was not going to be stuck with no COVID baby right now. I'm very lucky in my life that I thought I was a traditional person. Like, I wanted to get married and then have the baby and then, go through the spout and then have another baby to make up for it. Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber. But I think for me now, looking
you
at
are
my,
so shady.
No, I'm just giving you a point of reference.
I'm too hot and pregnant for that. Okay.
But what I was saying was, what I think I want to do in my life is, let's go down this road together. Let's build this relationship. If we think that we can be partners in life, or respect each other enough, let's have this baby. And if we can make it past the terrible twos, get this kid off to kindergarten, then let's celebrate with a wedding and a marriage.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying.
Unless you're richer than me, then let's get married on day two.
That makes sense too. I mean, obviously I went the traditional route, but part of me was because I wanted to enjoy each step, right? I really enjoy being engaged. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed being married without kids and then all this stuff. I will say, I always think about this and I tell my friends this. Marriage, anything can happen, but that baby's a lifetime.
100%.
The good The good thing about being traditional is you really, like, you know, you're taking the time to really get to know the person. And again, Morgan, your situation's a little different. You knew the guy, you know, you dated in the past. But that's, I think, the reason why. It's like you really want to get to know this person before you're locked in for life. Like, yes, marriage is supposed to mean locked in for life. But kid means, like, you are for sure also locked in for at least 18 years.
You can be married and think it's for life and then realize, okay, wait, maybe it's not for life. Thank God we didn't have a baby because it's much easier to split up. You're right. It's like, you know, I felt no matter what would happen with Jordan and I that, like, I'm comfortable having this human's child. Like, he's going to be a good father and dependable no matter what takes place.
For sure. But that shouldn't be your deciding factor whether you get married or not. I feel like some people are better off as co-parents. There are people in my life, two people that I think I wasn't made to marry this person. I wasn't even made to have sex with this person for the rest of my life, but I was made to raise a child with this person.
Yes.
And if that relationship would have ended in that, I would have been fine with it. It comes a problem when we try to force and say one can't exist without the other one. And that's not true. One can exist without the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that.
100%. Well, it all works out in the end.
No
matter what the route goes, I mean, typically you look back at your life and you're like, I'm just so grateful for how it worked out.
Yeah.
Even if it's not what you originally had planned.
100%. Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up, the latest twist in the Lily James-Dominic West relationship scandal, the wild new rumors he's caught up in now, and how it affects the royal family. Plus, you'll never guess the superstar who just shaved her head. That reveal is coming up.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, you guys, this Dominic West and Lily James drama, it's just not going to quit, okay? According to The Hollywood Reporter, Dominic has been cast to play Prince Charles in the final two seasons of The Crown on Netflix. People are dying right now. The show will focus on the time period when Charles was married to Princess Diana and guess what? Had an affair. The news comes after Dominic was caught kissing co-star Lily James in Italy. He and his wife have since put up a united front, but come on. Is this just too good?
It's called character acting. It's called character acting.
But you guys, have you even noticed Dominic West, the reason, oh, someone's cell phone and it's not mine. This is the thing. All of his characters that he plays are people who have affairs. It's the entire affair show, which was really good. And then now to play Prince Charles, which I don't really see the resemblance there. So, like, let's see what happens with that because I'm obsessed with that show. I can't wait till it comes back. Having an affair. You know what I mean? Remember, she said there were three of us in the marriage and it was crowded. Remember that quote? I love that quote.
Oh, wow. So good.
Do you guys
think he was like, they were like on the fence and then all this came out and they said, let's lock him in. A scandal, everybody's going to turn in.
He's sort of,
look at this.
Justin said this yesterday. He exudes this sort of like
100
sexual sort of like beast-like, not beast-like, but you know what I mean. Like he's in it, right?
No, it's very Puma-like. It's very Puma-like and I'm not going to say it, but I kind of like it and I'm not mad about it. I will say, however, Netflix is like, you know what? We are going to milk this dry because you just messed up our PR, you know, situation for Rebecca with Lily.
Yeah.
So now we're going to turn the tables on you. And what I love about this is, and I'm going to remind everybody this, men move on after a scandal easy. Women, don't let a man tell you you can't move on. Don't be afraid to get out in public and say, this was not my fault. Talk to him.
Amen.
But now let's talk about my movie. I don't know why Lily James's people are so afraid to let her get out there. This woman could handle herself. You know, just get out there, go out there. Don't put yourself in a corner.
It makes the situation ickier than it needs to be, because it then looks like she's hiding from something, which I don't believe in her personal life. They owe us an explanation. I'm very big on that. Like, I understand that these celebrities are out and about and we as a society are obsessed with them and what they do and the mistakes they make, most importantly, but it's not our business what they choose to do in their private time. But when there are photos that come out that can sort of be explained away, like, you can't not do your responsibility and show up for your interviews, for what you want to be involved in, which is this business. I think it makes 100%. Her look, it makes her look worse and more at fault when it's not.
100%. Yeah. And I always say, if you're not sure, phone a gay friend. The gays will tell you the truth. Because if she went on the Today Show and Hoda would have been like, well, Lily, let's talk about those photos.
Right. Yeah.
All she had to say was, you know what, Hoda? I was under a whole other impression of what the situation was, and it's not any of my business to explain, so I'm gonna let Dominic do that at a later time.
Oh, jeez! With the one tear!
We would have, I would have died.
Or Hoda, like this. Hoda, everything isn't what it seems, and I was duped, but I'm gonna let Dominic handle that at a different time.
Lily, if you need PR, Justin is available. Okay, because your team's not doing a good job right now.
Phone a gay friend. The first call is free.
Okay, I've had you guys. Gwen and Blake's battle is caught on camera. Plus, we got Hoda. She's here to dish on her wedding plans. And is Justin going to throw her bachelorette party?
Hell yeah.
Probably.
Stay tuned to find out.
I got deposits already.
You're so cute.
Why are you doing this to me?
What?
You're about to break up America's couple. America's favorite couple.
I'm gonna choose Team Gwen.
The Voice returned on NBC last night, and Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton went to war over a contestant. How competitive would you be with your significant other in this situation?
Carissa?
Extremely competitive. Is the answer.
Yeah, I think I would feel probably the same way. I would get more competitive without realizing it. At least you know you're competitive. I'm low-key competitive. So I would be like, it's fine. And then I'd be like, I will end you. I'm winning.
I like my imaginary relationship, and I would not do anything to hurt it. So I would just refuse to be on the show. I'd be like, you know what? Let Walter do his thing.
Oh, right. Carissa, until they're like, it's $10 million a season. Justin would be like, Walter, get the F out now. I have credit, too.
This is my showcase. You would not have that money.
Ta-ta.
You kidding me?
Yeah, right.
Today Show host Hoda Kotb has some exciting news. She and her fiancé, Joel, have filled out paperwork to adopt a third child. Woo! I spoke with her just before that big announcement, and we talked to her about her two little girls that she has now and her wedding plans. Look who it is. Hoda Kotb is here. How are you?
Carissa. Hey, girl. How's everything going?
Thank you.
Oh, you know, just great. My kids didn't sleep last night, so I hope that you had a better night last night. You have adorable girls. You have Haley Joy and Hope Catherine. Are they still just as adorable as ever since you've been stuck with them at quarantine for so long?
Okay. I want to say thank you for showing my pictures, because there's something that this is warming my heart, what you're doing in this moment. They're great, man. I mean, Haley spent most of last night saying she wanted to sleep in her jeans because her grandma got her her jeans. And it's been like the greatest adventure of my life that started at age like 50. So if you're waiting for your adventure, hang on. It might be coming.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. But have there been any nightmare stories? Because being home with two kids all the time, trying to work full time, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm trying to work on my patience, because I keep reading things that say when your child's having a meltdown, you should have wisdom. Like, don't try to reason, you know, just have wisdom. I'm trying hard, but there are days, and you know them well, where there was a day, it was 5 o'clock. Do you know what I did? I said, we're eating dinner and everyone's going night, night. They were like, it's 5:30. I'm like, nighty night. I was in my bed, covers up to my neck at 6:30. Okay. You put on Beverly Hills, Real Housewives, and you eat whatever you got, a sleeve of Oreos. and you call it a night.
Okay, so let's talk about your new book, This Just Speaks to Me. It's out now. Tell me about it. What can readers expect?
I feel like everyone's just tired of everything. I don't know if you are, but it's like, I feel like we're getting blasted from everywhere and it's tiring. It's like enough. Like you just want to mute everything and everybody. And I feel like I spend half my time just looking for things that lift me up, whether it's a song or a quote or something. And this book is just filled with that. It's just like things that sit on your heart and make you feel better. I just hope people take a one-a-day quote and feel, you know, fractionally better than they did before they opened the book.
That's beautiful. Well, I'm really excited about your book. I'm also excited about your wedding whenever it comes, because you decided to postpone it. So wait till it's safe for everybody to celebrate. Do you have any more definitive details on that yet?
You know what's funny? We were supposed to have it a month from right now. I mean, that was our big master plan, Joel and me, and we were going to do it at a tropical destination. And then we decided we were going to wait. And I said, you know, because we want our friends and family there. And then I just said to Joel, like, should we be? I mean, who knows when people are going to be flying or feel comfortable flying? Mm-hmm. So, is that a good idea, or should we just maybe do a small wedding? So we may. I like sunshine and summer feel. Like, that's my vibe. I'm the happiest when it's warm and my toes are in the sand. So we may just wait till next summer and do it here on the East Coast. Or if things get better, which we hope and pray they will, then maybe we'll strike out and go to some warm, you know, tropical place and say I do.
I love it. Well, while we have you, we want to do a little wedding edition rapid fire. Band or DJ?
DJ, baby. DJ. Come on. We need to pick our songs.
Veil or no veil?
Veil or no veil? No veil.
Haley and Hope going to be Flower Girls?
Yes, girl. Yes. Flower Girls for sure. We already have their dresses.
Are they picking out their dresses, or is Mama taking care of that?
You know who picked them out? My mama picked them out. And my mama's going to pick out mine, too. So she
really?
Already took them. Yeah. She actually picked my first wedding dress back then.
I would never, ever let my mother pick my wedding dress. I am so impressed by that. Yeah. Okay, now I know Justin offered to plan your bachelorette party last time you were here.
We'll, like, do the whole situation, the penis straws. We'll do the whole nine yards.
Are you going to take him up on that?
I love me some Justin. So I'm thinking that may be a possibility, because he's kind of the life of the party, isn't he?
100%. I said, beware, be ready for anything if you're going to do that, because it will be one of the wildest nights of your life.
Okay, well, I'd like a memorable night before my wedding day, so Justin may be in charge.
Hoda, thank you so much for joining us. It's always such a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, great to see you too, honey. It's great seeing you.
All right, Universal Pictures, let's do the Hangover Part 4 with Hoda Kotb.
There you go. And all the penis straws, you got to get all the cheesy stuff.
Trust me, only the best and cheesiest for Hoda.
Okay, you guys saw my opinion. Morgan, are you going to let your mom pick out your wedding dress?
She did.
No, I did not. Listen to this BS. This is crazy.
I was there the whole time.
No, I chose. No, 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 no. And that's irrelevant. The next one is going to be. Ridiculous. It's going to be, it's going to hurt people's feelings. It's going to be three different looks. I have an idea. It's going to be a whole thing.
And does Susan get to weigh in at all?
Susan, I'm becoming my own mother now, so she can't be as controlling.
Oh, Susan is the queen mother, honey. Susan will plant an idea in Morgan's head and she won't even know it. I was for every fitting. Susan had the iron fist.
I mean, we are literally choosing nursery rugs right now. The one that we're choosing, we've loved for over a year. I've wanted this rug forever. She's like, not for me. Good. You had your kids. You decorated their rooms. Like, and she just always likes to just, it's just not my taste. We didn't ask you. Well, I did ask, but I didn't want to know that. So
guess what?
Just give me your positive feedback or no feedback at all.
No. She's going to change that rug.
No,
she's going to change that rug.
No,
because Susan Priestley pursed her lips.
I said we're going to make the animals a little lighter because they were a little harsh. That's all we're doing to see. And then we're going to move forward. That's it. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm glad that this is all working out well. It's going to be
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Room.
It will be.
After the break, you won't believe the crazy amount of money Jason Derulo just dropped on a bar tab and why. Plus, the hot new Hollywood trends your favorite celebs cannot resist. We'll be right back.
Jason Derulo.
Susan, call me.
Crazy.
Okay, got a question for you. How much would you drop on celebration drinks?
For who?
For, like, say you booked an amazing new gig and you wanted to celebrate and you took your friends out. Would you buy drinks for the whole entire bar?
Around.
Well, Jason Derulo did that and some more because he spent $112,000. He even showed his receipt on Instagram. It looks like everybody really enjoyed himself. He went around, he bought shots, and that's just insane.
That's also insane. So cheesy. What is he doing? It's like Rich Kids of Beverly Hills 2014, like the receipts. Like, what are we, like, who cares? Like, people don't have jobs and can barely, like, feed their families.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Like, who cares? It's just so cheesy. You guys cannot alienate me on this. Like, why are we showing people we're spending?
No, I'm with you. But that's just, I just didn't expect that to come out of your mouth.
But look at his face. Like, yeah. He knew he made a mistake. When the girl kissed him, he knew he made a mistake.
He was like,
if I were VH1, I would be firing up that MC Hammer documentary right now for Jason Derulo to get a little lesson.
It's just, yeah. Oh, it's the TikTok crew. I love them, by the way. But I just think it's just, you don't need to do that. You're Jason Derulo. We know you're successful and amazing. Like, you don't need to say you spent that much money. It's just not cute. It's like so.
And by the way, you were at Ruby Tuesday. Yeah. Like, how you spend $112,000 at Ruby Tuesday?
I don't know.
It was an LA hotspot. But you know what?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That one shot probably cost $25. That's why it added up so much because shots out here are ridiculous. Okay. What do you think of this, you guys? Halsey's gone, Tiffany Haddish. The singer just showed off a shaved, nearly bald look on Instagram. A huge change from just days ago. Back in July, Tiffany surprised us when she shaved her head.
Hot.
She looks good. I love it. I am here for it. I would have done this 5 years ago if I were her. And I understand if you're going to sit and wear a wig every day because you know, you're in work and you don't want to, you know, mess up your own hair and you don't have time to just sit in a hair chair for 2 hours a day on photo shoots. Mm-hmm. I totally would do this.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm down for this.
Well, Justin, you do this. This is your look.
When you guys are right next to each other, I'm like, it's really the Justin hair.
I'm loving it. I had
this
it first.
The thing about
this
Halsey,
still my look.
Her
this
nose,
still my look.
Her nose, I mean, and look, lips and chin. Like, I could never shave my head. I have a big
I
nose and a weak chin.
I could never shave my head either because she has a chiseled cheek and
gorgeous.
A chiseled nose, and she has a very good head shape, so it works really well for her.
Yeah.
I could not do that.
Forget it.
I will warn you, Halsey. I've been doing this for about 25 years now. There's an in-between phase that it gets a little tricky.
Okay, what are you going to do with it?
Where you're just like, oh, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So just be a little careful about that.
Yeah.
Phone a gay friend. First call's free.
Okay. Forget breakup diet or makeover. Christina Anstead's ex is taking the self-care route. Ant recently shared on Instagram that he was on a day 30 of a 5-week breakup recovery course. Mm-hmm. He says it's been a lifeline for him, and if anyone out there needs something like this, they should do it. The program is called Create the Love.
Oh.
And it works with people on letting go, setting boundaries. Ant and Christina announced their split a month ago. So what do y'all think about the breakup course?
I do this every week for 2 hours. It's called therapy. Like, what do you mean? Like, you know, it's not like an actual course, but I feel like there's a lot of ways to get into some self-help. It's necessary for feeling good.
Yes, Justin?
So you mean I've been teaching a course to 20 friends twice a year for 5 weeks, listening to them bitch about their exes, and I could have been charging this whole time?
That's what I was thinking. This is a good business.
This is a really good business. But if you found that course and it's really working, can you hand that number to Max Eric? Because he is struggling.
Yeah,
but I
What's
get
up with
this.
That?
You know, I think when you go through a life transition, there is a course. If you have a baby, there is Lamaze. If you're going to get married, there is a 3-day weekend retreat. Why not have a course for when you go through another transition like a divorce? How to talk to one another, how to co-parent, how to figure out the ins and outs of leaving that and starting your life over. That's a really important thing, and I think I would do something like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think somebody found a niche, right? I think a lot of times people were using their friends and their family to help them get through breakups, and they probably maybe go into therapy, and now someone was like, oh, I can make money off this. I don't know. I'm sure it works. I'm sure it's helpful, but it's also like there's ways you could do this without paying for the course. Just saying. I don't know.
I also think this is his way of being like, she's like, I bought a boat. I'm single. He's like, I'm in therapy. Right? She's like, I'm living all my life. I bought a boat. And he's like, I'm in just some therapy.
Low-key. Oh, poor Ann. Oh, get a boat. Okay, up next, we put younger star Sutton Foster in the hot seat about the show's new season. Plus, she's sharing a smoothie bowl recipe that's guaranteed to make you feel, well, younger. We'll be right back.
Gorge.
It is time to get younger with Sutton Foster. The cast just started filming season 7 of the TV Land show, and we grilled her about her famous love triangle. Plus, she's going to cook up a monster of a treat for us.
Hummer, bitch!
I'm so excited to get back to the world of younger. I have just missed it. I'm looking forward to stepping back into Liza's shoes and being able to, you know, be with all of these people that I've grown to love so much over the last 6 years.
I'm a ticking time bomb. You both know the truth that I've been perpetrating a fraud here.
But the big question, is Sutton Team Charles or Team Josh?
It's such a hard question. I'll say Team Liza. Like, I do believe that I just want her to feel like she has a sense of herself and her career and feels empowered on her own. So I think I'd like to see that.
I'm kind of seeing both of them. What? Why didn't you tell me? You have been gaslighting an entire company since I met you. Can I have one secret?
As for Sutton's real-life friendship with Hillary Duff, after the show wrapped last year, they got in some quality friend time.
My family spent about 2 months in Los Angeles, and so Hillary and I had play dates with our girls and exercise together, and then I was at Hillary's wedding when she got married in December of last year. So, and then we text all the time, you know.
Sutton's daughter, Emily, is 3.5 and very into her Halloween costume this year.
She settled on Jessie from Toy Story. I ordered an awesome costume from the Disney store and she immediately put it on. We're like, you're Jessie. And she goes, I'm Emily in a Jessie costume. She's incredibly imaginative and sweet. The biggest things that we like to do are, she loves to help me in the kitchen. She has a little stool and she like pushes it around. And one of her favorite things is she goes, can I help you? And I'm like, yes.
One thing Emily helps her mom make is the Cookie Monster smoothie bowl. And Sutton showed us how it's done.
I'm close personal friends with Cookie Monster, which scores me major, major mom points. You start with a half a cup of milk. I use Lactaid, real milk, just without lactose. You add frozen bananas. It actually helps with the smoothie. You don't have to add ice or anything. About a half a cup of peanut butter. And then you add about 2 cups of blueberries. You gotta save some of them because Cookie Monster needs eyes, needs googly eyes. And then the magic ingredient is blue spirulina. So what you end up getting is this very cool blue smoothie, and then you get to decorate it. Then you take coconut flakes for Cookie's eyes, you put a blueberry, and you gotta make them look a little like, you know, they're going every which way. And then you take blackberries to make his smile, and then you can take some granola to make like a little, like cookie on his, like, on the side of his mouth. But then this is what you get. It's so cute. It's Cookie.
Very cute. Chase would love that. I would love that. That looks good.
Right?
All right, you guys, still ahead. The people have spoken, and Tracee Ellis Ross is getting an iconic honor. We're talking about her special E! People's Choice Award. Plus, how do you feel about fringe and leather skirts? Hollywood's favorite trends are next.
Mm. Woo!
Tracee Ellis Ross never disappoints when it comes to fashion. So it is no surprise she will be taking home the Fashion Icon of 2020 honor at the E! People's Choice Awards. Let's look at some of our favorite looks in 2018. Tracee made a statement in a simple black Marc Jacobs gown with a matching headpiece at the Golden Globes. So good.
Always. By the way, you don't even have to drip that hard to drip that hard. And this is like literally the perfect example about it. So simple, so amazing, but she holds herself so regal that it's almost like she just embodies style.
It's elegant. Like,
it oozes out of her. She turned up the volume at the 50th annual NAACP Awards in a white and black feathered number.
Love.
I mean, she can wear that. In 2016, she made a bold choice with a bright yellow jumpsuit at a Disney event.
It's one of my favorites. Mm.
And even though there was no red carpet, she still shined bright for the virtual Emmys this year in a ruffled gold halter gown.
She's fashion. She really is. She's fun. She plays with her looks. I'm always so excited to see what she's going to wear. Truly, not because we're talking about her right now. She's somebody that truly enjoys it and loves to see like what she's going to end up in. So I love to see it.
But it's 100%. Also unfair, and we have to admit that she had a little bit of a head start. Her mother was the most glamorous person that ever lived on Earth.
It's in her blood for sure.
She appreciated fashion at a young age and to try new things. Like, that's what her mother gave her, you know? I didn't get that from my mom in mid-Missouri. Come on, Mom. Okay.
Come on, Barbara.
All right, the People's Choice Awards air right here on E! On November 15th. So go to E! Online right now to vote. And Xfinity customers, you can vote for the Comedy Act of 2020 right from your TV remote. You just say vote for People's Choice Awards into your voice remote anytime to vote.
Okay. Wow,
getting back to fashion, time for some Tuesday trends. If you want to shop these looks, you can head to eonline.com/shop. Let's start with leopard. It's been trending all over Hollywood this month. The trend never seems to go away. We got Megan Fox, Teddy Mellencamp wearing it in different versions of the print. Do you guys love leopard?
Love
it or trash it?
Try it always. It's something, well, you said it, Krista. It's never going away. It's always going to be in style. I just got a leopard dress. Love, love, love.
I did too.
Love.
I
but
did
it,
too.
It,
I would
it can't
like
be to bad.
Try a new kind of like animal print. I just don't know. Something about leopard reminds me of Married with Children. Like, it's a very
yeah.
Peg Bundy moment
it
for
is.
Me. I just never associated Peg Bundy with glamour.
That's true.
Her leggings?
I mean, I just think it works. I prefer, like, how Megan did it, where it's, like, one piece versus the whole look,
ensemble.
You know? But I like it either way. Okay, fringe has been trending all fall. We got Kelly Clarkson and Hailey Bieber wearing some bold fringe recently, taking the look to the extreme. Try it or trash it.
I love Hailey Bieber's jacket, Bottega.
You do?
I really do. It's kind of ugly and doesn't make sense, but then you're like, okay, I love it. It's fashion. Kelly Clarkson, I think she needed to choose the extensions or the fringe.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If Hailey Bieber's jacket was from H&M and it was...
I would love it.
$125, would you love it?
I would love it.
I don't believe you.
I know.
Hailey Bieber's, do you know how much that jacket
yeah,
costs?
$10,000. Oh,
yeah,
that's why
lot.
People love it, because it's $10,000. But if I walked her that jacket in here and I said, oh, I got it from Zara, she'd be like, ugh, disgusting.
No, that is not, they make me
I'm
like, I'm so unrelatable.
Person.
Please.
I'm not a big fringe person. I'm not sure I'm here for that one.
Close your front door. Close your front door and your gate.
We talked black leather jackets last week. Now we're going to see a little bit more black leather in skirts. Irina Shayk and Kim Kardashian West both sported one long, one short.
Yeah, yes.
For these.
Yeah, try it always. Leather
it's
skirts.
One of my favorite trends ever. It never goes out of style. You can keep a black leather skirt in your repertoire for 20 plus years. I mean, I'm seeing skirts come out of archives from the 70s and 80s and still look up to date today. Get it, buy it, do it now.
It goes with everything. It's
agreed.
Just like you can dress it up, you can dress it down, you can make it look however you want. You can make it modest with the tights, or you can make it sexy without tights, whatever you want to do.
100%.
A lot of versatility with that. Okay, remember, you can get any of these looks. Just go to eonline.com/shop.
I thought you were going to say telepathy again today.
No, I'm throwing that word
telepathy.
Out of my vocabulary.
Telepathy.
You're going to just throw me off. We got to go, you guys. Tomorrow it's a big day. We're going to celebrate Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday. So make sure you join us. Set your DVR so you never miss a show. See you tomorrow. Bye.